Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Today, we're getting down and dirty on the topic of self-love. So welcome to episode 167, How to Practice Self-Love.
You know, we hear a lot about self-love these days, and it's an important practice, a key word there. You know, what does it really mean to have self-love, to be loving of oneself? What is it and what isn't it? You know, how we do or do not love ourselves really sort of determines the type of people that we attract. I have found that you can have self-love in certain aspects of your life, but not in others, so that you can attract amazing things in the part of your life that you really do have self-love for yourself about. But you can also attract really negative things in the parts of your life that you don't have self-love for. And how do those mix? So when we do not love ourselves and seek love outside of ourselves, we totally set ourselves up for all kinds of unhealthy relationships and patterns, right? Who's been there? Who has been in a place where they feel guilt and shame about something? And then, well, what happens? You attract those relationships and people in your life who guilt and shame you. So keep that in mind. A true understanding of self-love, wow, can come and go at times. I think we can't just think on it to make it happen. We can't just think about self-love. We actually really need to sit and feel into what that means really deep in our heart and soul. What does that mean, self-love? When was the last time you really looked at yourself in the mirror and you saw yourself deeper than your outside? You saw yourself deeper than your flesh, your blemishes, your wrinkles, that you saw into, you looked into your eyes and you saw that into the depth of your soul, said, oh, there I am. There I am. You know, there's no amount of reading blogs or self-help books or you happy emojiing somebody or liking inspirational posters and quotes that's going to get you to an understanding of self-love other than your own journey, right? Your own journey is what brings you to this deep soul level soul love. You know, this practice of self-love totally illuminates our disconnect between our brains and our hearts, and also between our body and our soul. So where does one begin? Where does one begin to find self-love for themselves or even sort of understand that concept? Well, based on my own journey and the journey of clients and other friends and family and people who I have watched, like, break into the self-love, it takes practice. It's not just something that, you know, you arrive at because you decide today I'm going to love myself. You can't just arrive there and be in a place of full self-love for yourself.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, you can't just decide to love yourself and become a self-love expert. All of these practices take practice, right? The practice of self-love actually takes practice. And I can speak for myself here when I say it's a journey. And, you know, new doors open up every day along this path for me to shed more light inside of myself. Inside of myself. You know, so what is self-love? It is totally learning to embrace all of the aspects of ourselves. Our light, our darkness, our flaws, our beauty. You know, it's self-love, it's letting go of people and relationships that totally degrade our concept of love for ourselves. It's loving out of a place of love, not a place of fear or need. It's knowing when to walk away from things, situations, and people that are no longer serving us. Self-love can be just knowing and understanding that we are deserving of unconditional love from ourselves and others. Self-love is, it's not being absent of fear, right? It's more of a walking into the fear, walking through the fear with gentleness for ourselves and with grace, you know. I think the practice of self-love also comes down to awareness and being really self-aware. I can remember when I sought the help of a therapist after a very messy relationship end once. And just a few things got illuminated back to myself that gave me just sort of this aha self-awareness moment. You know, it's that, you know, peeling of a layer of your own onion that you're like, oh, wow, I see this in a whole different light. I see through my own self-awareness what I have been doing to myself to cause me not to love myself. And the choices that I have made to create this, and the choices that I can now make to put me into a better practice of self-love. So, you know, I encourage anyone who wants to really sort of dig deep into this self-love place, is that you kind of got to get quiet. You got to get quiet and reflective and be ready to take responsibility for yourself, your own actions, your own choices, and your own choices of shame and blame on yourself, and then be gentle around it all. And to really look into your soul to say, what are the things that are going to make me happy? What are the things that no longer serve me that I need to let go of so that I can love myself fully? And therefore, when we can stay and stand in a place of self-love, Again, it's a journey. This takes practice that, you know, we're going to mess up. We're going to have moments. We're not perfect. That it's a journey to understanding, oh, well, this moment, that wasn't my best self-love moment. And I'm going to do better for myself, but in a gentle way. You know, I believe it also, well, I know, I don't believe, I know and understand that putting people around you who also embody self-love, like, it just sort of, it radiates off of them. And you're like, wow, that person has really healthy boundaries. Look how they took care of that situation for themselves. Wow, that person had the courage to let go of that job that was sucking the soul out of them. Wow, that person, you know, you hear what I'm saying here. You just really embrace and surround yourself with others who are learning and on the journey of practicing good self-love for themselves. Where are you along this journey of self-love? I would love to know. I would love to know. And please feel free to reach out to me. So today I'm sending love to myself as we go through this topic together. And I'm sending love out to you to say, be gentle with yourself in this practice. And look really deep within yourself to understand the things that, you know, need to be let go of so that you can make room for the things that are supposed to come in. When our own self-love is freely flowing within ourselves, we then get a free flow from other people in our lives. Everywhere we turn, strangers, new people, and the people who already exist in our lives, because we are fully and freely loving instead of grabbing and holding and hiding. All right, get out there. Practice more self-love.
So if you're ready to take that next step in your life to get unstuck because the self-love hasn't quite been there, then please reach out to me. You can find me at either HeidiDallaire.com or LoveWideOpen.com. Catch me through the contact form. Or, ready to go even further, then book a Heal Your Story strategy call where we'll go over strategies to move you to the next level of your life. You can find that at HeidiDallaire.com and I'll drop it in the show notes. I'm sending you all tons of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.